Shitty IMDb description. An ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that killed his dog and took everything from him. I once saw him kill 3 men with a pencil. A fucking pencil. John Wick, coming up next.
I lost everything. That dog was a final gift from my dying wife.
Jonathan, you got out once. You dip so much as a pinky back into this pond, you may find something reaching out to pull you back in.
It's personal.
Where'd you get that car?
What does it matter?
It's not what you did, son. It's who you did it to.
The nobody?
That nobody. It's John Wick.
And we are back with another episode of the Downtown Cinema Podcast. I am your host, the self-proclaimed most handsome man in the world. Also, the self-proclaimed smartest man in the world, the self-proclaimed most witty man in the world, and the self-proclaimed strongest man in the world.
Very self-proclaimed.
Prove me wrong. Prove me fucking wrong. To my right, my co-host, the beautiful, sweet, kind, most likely to help an old lady across the street, dude, Mr. Russell Rosenworth. Say hello, sir.
What's going on, guys? You know, I like to think I would help.
Do you? I mean...
Well... All right, so I'm the type, I'm pretty oblivious to stuff. So I feel like if I was going to help an old lady across the street, like, they would have to ask me. Like, I wouldn't automatically be like, hey, do you need help?
Oblivious or just, like, stoned and didn't realize that there's an old lady struggling to get across the street?
I think a little bit of both.
Okay. Do you think that people confuse that kindness for, like, weakness sometimes? Like, oh, look at this little bitch. Holding this lady's hand
no
across the street
no not really because I don't equate like kindness with weakness, so I kind of just project how I see the world on everybody else, and I'm like, oh, no one else does either.
Are you like most likely dude to like put his jacket in a puddle so your lady can just walk over
it? No, I'm too oblivious. I just don't even notice.
If your lady was like, put your jacket down on this puddle so I can walk on it?
Hell no.
Jackets are expensive.
Jackets are very expensive.
That's not like, oh, you know, I'm walking around out in the woods or something and I got to take a shit, so I wipe with my boxers.
Yeah.
Or my sock. You don't, well, nobody wipes with their jacket in the woods.
No, why can't you just walk around the puddle? Like, why is putting your jacket the alternative?
The same way I got to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to walk in the fucking puddle. I don't want to put your, okay, I'll put my jacket down in the puddle. You put your jacket down in the puddle for me. And we'll call it even. We'll go straight across the board. It cancels each other out.
Absolutely.
You know what we could do?
What?
Walk around the puddle, keep our jackets.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Or even walk, you know, get your shoes wet. I don't know. It depends on your shoes. I'm not a shoes guy.
I'm not a shoes person.
I'm not a really
either.
Big, like, I don't give a shit if my shoes get wet. You know what I mean?
No. All shoes eventually get dirty anyways. That's always the way I figure it. Where it's like almost the same reason it's hard for me to make my bed in the morning sometimes, because I start to like think about it and I'm like, I'm just gonna be back here doing the same thing. What's
right.
The point?
Who wears their good shoes out in the rain anyways? I'm assuming it's raining, because if it's dry, you could definitely find a dry spot to walk across the street.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. It's an unanswerable question. So, I mean, how's your week going since the last time we met?
Good.
7 long days ago.
So on the way here, what I did was, since I was late coming home tonight and I only had 45 minutes between getting home and getting over here, I left my car in the alley behind my apartment with my hazards on,
right?
And I thought it would be okay because it's just the fucking hazards, like, it's not that big of a deal. Went out there, battery was dead.
How long was it out there?
Like 45 minutes.
Damn, really? A battery could fucking die from just the hazard lights being on, huh?
Yeah,
maybe something's wrong with your battery, who knows.
I think it's okay. I don't know. Luckily, I had this like weird portable like charger thing that actually worked, so that was cool.
Wid. That's what we call in the business a W.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of L. which is what the kids commonly know. Let's talk about John Wick. So,
for sure.
Your first time watching the movie.
Yeah.
My second time watching the movie. Don't know how it got brought up to be on the show. Just kind of everyone thought it would be a fun idea. And by everyone, I mean you and me. We were supposed to have Mike as a guest today, but he got sidetracked right before this came on. Something came up. So he will not actually be joining us. It will be very similar to the past few weeks without Mike. No sweat, right?
No.
We got it pretty much dialed in at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when it comes to John Wick, it's one of those movies I've heard a lot of people talk about it. It's definitely... Because right now, I think Keanu Reeves could possibly be the biggest superstar like out there almost at this point. I think he
biggest
is...
Biggest action star, for sure.
Yeah, I think he is... It might be early. I'm going to go hard here. Really early. I think he is our Tom Cruise for this generation.
Like the next version of TC.
Yeah.
Hard to say. TC is still making... I mean... In action movie franchises, recent action movie franchises, John Wick is up there, right? As far as like its popularity, everybody loves it. They're good movies. Mission Impossible still going too. You know what I mean? It's hard to beat Mission Impossible. And when it comes to like modern action movies, it's hard to beat. I don't think that anybody's going to, like, Tom Cruise is still the Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? He's still making the Mission Impossible movies. They're doing great and they're all good.
He is, but I can't help but think, like, I don't know how much longer he has with being an action star.
Keanu's like 50, though. So is he really the
next TC? He pulls it off, though. That's the thing is... So I'm hot takes on this one. So Keanu Reeves has way more, like, action talent. Where, like, how to handle a gun and how to, like, actually, like, fight and look like you know what you're doing. It's like... Keanu Reeves is way more trained and pulls it off way better than TC did, where it's like, does TC have more like of this like kind of stee about him?
Hey, listen, I don't know how we got into this TC conversation, but I'm going to stop you right there. We're not going to continue with it because I'm not going to shit on TC's good name right now.
He doesn't
especially
have a bad
on
name.
The airwaves. I'm not shitting on TC's good name on my goddamn podcast. This will never happen. All right. So we can call him we can say he's like the Bruce Willis, you know?
No.
TC is semi-action star. He does some serious shit, you know? He's not all action star, dude. He's like, you know, 50-50.
And neither is Keanu Reeves. The Replacements?
I'll give it to him.
I wouldn't count The Replacements as an action movie.
No. But he is he's an action guy, kind of, for the most part. I mean, you got the Matrix, you got Speed, he's only in Speed 1, isn't he? You got Point Break.
Mm-hmm.
He's an action dude. He's got his action fucking chops going for him, pretty solid.
Absolutely.
John Wick, to me, I remember seeing a trailer when it first came out. It came out in 2014.
Yeah.
Came out in 2014, and I remember thinking, like, oh, here's Keanu coming back and just fucking up his career with some cheesy-ass movie about a dude. It's a dude's name.
That's why I didn't see it.
I instinctively see, like, John Wick, Jack Reacher, fucking, what's the other one? The dude's name's John something too, right? There's some other movie where it's just the dude.
Jack Ryan, I think?
Jack Ryan. Fucking, there's a few of these movies where I just see the first names like that, and I'm like, ah, oh, it's corny. It's cheesy. And then I didn't go see it in theaters because I was like, this is going to be a waste. You know, this is around the time too, where it's just all the action movies that have been coming out are just like Fast 7, fucking just overproduced Transformers-y movies that I'm just like, okay, I'm not going to waste my time. I already know what it's going to be. It's Keanu cashing in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like big blockbuster, whatever. And then as time went on, you hear those little John Wick rumblings, like, dude, John Wick's actually pretty sick. Whatever, you know, I don't want to hear it. You're just saying that, you know. As more and more time comes on, you just hear more and more John Wick shit, and then I see, oh, they're making a sequel, and I'm like, the first one must have done fucking good, obviously, and then, you know, the third one fucking came out, and everybody, it's super, super highly acclaimed. Like, people love this movie.
People love this movie, man. It really, it built a cult following, but it's a huge cult.
I saw the movie first time 2019. I saw the movie like 2 months ago. Yeah. I haven't seen the second one, haven't seen the third one. Saw the first John Wick a couple months ago, and it's fantastic.
It's great.
It's fucking amazing. And I think one of the things that makes it so good is it just, it has a, they created like a universe. It's comic book-esque. It's very similar to like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
You know, in the sense that there's an entire like universe going on.
Exactly.
You could make a John Wick, you could keep the John Wick franchise going forever. It doesn't have to be Keanu Reeves, because of all the shit that they've created this world of assassins with a secret, you know, a secret world of like hotels and these coins and like the dude that cleans the shit up and like his friends. Like, you could easily branch off from John Wick to, they're coming out with a prequel next after the third one. There's going to be a prequel to explain what happened when he did that impossible task or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, you could branch it off with any character in the movie.
Absolutely.
Just the same way that they do all these Marvel movies. There's the Avengers, but then they branch off and then there's like, oh, there's a fucking movie with Scarlett Johansson and here's a movie with Mark Ruffalo or who the fuck ever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of what they created in this movie with the backstory, the universe. That's what makes it so fucking cool.
I always love when movies create their own entire universe.
Yeah.
Behind
Star Wars. Lord of the Rings.
Say Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Say what's the greatest? What's the Star Wars, right? As far as like you created a whole fucking wild ass universe?
Yeah, probably Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings has got to be a close second.
Lord of the Rings is kind of like the start of the whole thing. You know, like.
Right, because that came out, the book came out before Star Wars was ever written.
Yeah.
Right. The first thing. And it's like, because I feel you on Harry Potter also.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing that makes Lord of the Rings and Star Wars just a little bit elevated above that is there's just like basically different like countries and shit where they go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Harry Potter, it's kind of all takes place in one like it doesn't go too far, like they're not going around the world.
No, I mean there's kind of like small like rumblings of it, but nothing like too expansive, right? Where it's like generally almost everything takes place within Hogsmeade, and you know, which is like the town outside of Hogwarts, and that's about really about it. I mean, then you have like the Muggle world, you know, like you have London, like normal London, but that's it. Like
Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. which is almost an obvious rip on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
for just sure. The way that they created like that map with all the shit. I mean, there had to have been some influence from Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely,
there, right? Huge. I don't know. I don't want to kick myself, bite my. I don't know when Game of Thrones is written. You know what I mean? It's obviously not as old as The Hobbit or anything like that.
Not even close.
Tolkien did really make that like a universe. You know, John Wick does a good job of just creating its own, you know, little world. Not as big, but there is like a little subculture where you just cops assume, like somehow cops know that he's an assassin. Like, oh, you're working again, John, and just kind of lets him go. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. Like, it's one of those movies where you can suspend belief because you're like, oh, that's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
What city is it supposed to be in?
To me, it looks like New York.
Yeah. To me, oh, no. No, no, no. It is. It is New York. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's like Long Island and like Jersey and shit like that. Right. He has a New Jersey license plate on his car.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Good call.
So yeah, there you go. It is East Coast. I was like, man, it looks like European and shit to me at some points. You know what I mean? When they're in the club and shit, especially.
Yeah. There's parts of it where I could see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The visuals in the movie are amazing.
They're really good.
Just like color palettes and the way that they do everything. There's a lot of style. Like, it's actually made really, really well.
You know what's funny is that's a lot of, again, kind of just like The Matrix. You know how The Matrix always had that like green kind of tint to it? You know where this movie has that blue kind of.
There's definitely a vibe that they're going for.
Yeah.
This is funny. So I'm telling my girlfriend, I'm trying to get her to watch it with me. It's a hard sell, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what's it about? I don't want to say the wrong thing because I want her to sit down and watch it with me last night. So I'm like, 2 days ago was International Dog Day, right?
Yeah.
So like everyone's posting all these pictures of their dog, and I was like, oh, we should watch John Wick tomorrow night. Today's Dog Day. It got voted like the most like Dog Day movie. Like I saw it on a bunch of posts about like best Dog Day like vibe movie.
Oh my gosh.
And she's like, really? And I just seen her ears kind of do the fucking Garth from from fucking what's it called, Wayne's World. Yeah. Just kind of like pop perk up, and I was like, yeah, it's like, I was like, there's dog in it, you know, it's like dog vibe, you know, dog is like the main, one of the main points of the movie, you would like it, you know. And she's like, okay, yeah, I'll watch it with you, fuck it. I could tell she was still a little reluctant, but I was like, okay. She's not really, she's like, so we're sitting down, we start the movie, she's on her phone kind of fucking around, and then she's a little bummed his wife dies, you know what I mean? And then she sees the puppy, and instantly, dude, she sets her phone down and she's like watching the movie, right?
Dude, that's exactly what happened with Erica too.
Yeah, she was just completely like, okay, I can get into this, like, oh, such a cute dog, like that's the cutest dog, like, oh, that's not how dog poop really looks, like she's just going in about the dog, right? And then spoiler alert, they fucking beat the dog to death, right? And instantly, I've never seen someone so devastated. She went from into the movie to like, this is the fucking worst movie I've ever. She was literally mad, like sad. Like I seen her, like when they killed the dog, she instantly picked her phone up. Like I could see she was trying to get her mind off of what was going on.
Yeah.
What was happening on the screen. And I was like, dude, she was betrayed, because I didn't tell her. She felt betrayed, you know, but it is what it is, dude. You know,
I was kind of,
it is a dog movie.
Yeah.
I was like, what would you do if someone killed your fucking dog like that? If someone killed Ozzy, our dog. She was like, I would go on a killing rampage just like he did. You know, well, I don't know if she has it in her.
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe. Maybe a little bit.
She loves that fucking dog. I don't think that she's going to kill 75 people, though. You know?
Yeah. She's not going to order a reservation.
If there was a button she could push to kill 75 people for killing our dog, she would, for sure.
Well, that's the funny part about this movie in general, is the fact that it's like, it's the most like understandable, like, I don't know, there's like parts of it that are so cliche that it's like you can't help but kind of love the fact that it's like if, like, name me that something that you could take away from a man to just really break him, and it's gonna be like his wife, his 69 fucking Mustang, and his dog.
Yeah,
like those are it, like those are the those are it. His wife, his car, his dog. Like those
it's
are
a country. It's basically a country song in an action movie.
But it's like, dude, if you're gonna take something away from a man to give him like a reason to go absolutely apeshit, those do all three of those at the same time, you're guaranteed.
I mean, can't fuck with the guy's dog, dude.
No,
can't kill a dude's dog, especially his dog that he's like using to get over his dead wife that he's grieving for. Like a week later.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Dog was giving him peace of mind. You kind of started him getting his shit back together, started feeding the dog Raisin Bran. Just having a good vibe with the dog.
I understood the car a little more, though. I was like, dude, I was in love with that car as soon as I saw it. I was like, that car is fucking rad.
It's a badass car, for sure. Very similar to the Taken movie, to Taken with Liam Neeson. I found it to be like, they're in the same vein, right? You got a dude, he's retired, he's a badass, some shit happens, he's got to come out of retirement and just fuck a bunch of dudes up.
Yeah.
Simple.
You working again?
He's working again, dude. Same thing with Liam Neeson, right? You take his daughter, that was his dog. That was like his dog version, you know? Liam Neeson kills a shitload of dudes in that movie.
Yeah.
John Wick, I think, takes him as far as like being more of a badass.
Yeah.
Definitely kills more dudes. 77 people. Kill count.
And just like in creative ways too.
Yeah. So I got a question for you. Who kills a puppy, dude? Here's a couple things, right? So you're at the gas station. You're looking at this car. You like the car. You like lean into the window and you're like, everyone has a price, and rush in. The dude's like, not this bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did they go from that? How'd they find out where he lived, first of all?
Yeah.
How'd they find out where he lived? And you're going to go to that extreme? You're going to kill the dude's fucking dog for just, for what? What did he do?
That was
He didn't even insult him. He was like, yo, everyone has a price, bitch. And he was like, not this bitch. It's not like he was like, not me, bitch, back to him in Russian.
Yeah, he was like, not him this. A bitch.
Yeah, he called himself a bitch. And then he just went home, dude, to his crib. Got hit with a bat in the back of the head. He had the shit beat out of him. They killed his dog. Beat up his wife's fucking whatever kind of car that was, her little fucking SUV thing.
Uh-huh.
Swooped his car. What, it like,
I don't know. That, I mean, it's incredibly extreme. Yeah, you did not need to kill his dog.
He said, name your fucking price, dude. Go buy one.
Yeah.
Find one and buy it.
Again, though, you have to remember this is a whole nother world. You know, so it's like, that might be the culture of this place, that it's like, it's just an excessive culture.
Seemed Russian to me, right? It's a Russian thing to do.
I mean, it's...
It's the most Russian thing that you
can do, right? It's very Russian, yes.
I don't actually know any, like, how Russian people do anything, but I assume if they want your car, they come to your house, they kill your... This is what movies have taught me. If Theon Greyjoy, who is Russian for some reason, wants your car and you don't sell it to him and his homies are gonna break into your fucking house, beat the shit out of you, kill your dog, and then just ignite a fucking, he's gonna bring down his father's empire.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, very standard. Theon, what did you think of it? Did you know it was Theon right away?
As soon as I saw him, I was like, Theon Greyjoy. I just right away.
Yeah, I didn't know the
it's Reek.
I watched it before I watched Game of Thrones, so I didn't notice it the first time around.
Okay.
This time I was like, oh, it's Theon. It's weird. He kind of looks like a young, ugly Mick Jagger to me.
I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He seems very British to me.
Incredibly.
Or Russian. I don't know. Doesn't look too Russian to me.
No, he doesn't seem that Russian to me at all.
Let me ask this. When he... So they find out John Wick's after him, right? You know that a trained assassin is coming after you. Are you just gonna get naked and hang out in a hot tub and like chill in like a bathhouse?
Well, that was supposed to be his character. It's supposed to be like this careless, I don't give a fuck, like he didn't learn his lesson, like everyone was trying to warn him and he just wasn't taking it serious enough. And absolutely no, if I learned that the best trained assassin ever was after me, I mean, I would
Baba Yaga,
I would leave.
Is he the worst son of all time?
Dude, he's so bad.
He literally stole a car and just brought down an entire empire. Got 77 people killed, murdered.
Yeah, you're
kill
right.
Kill count, dude. Just over nothing because he wanted to steal John Wick's car. Sick John Leguizamo cameo, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Good vibes. Anytime I see John Leguizamo in a movie, I'm in. Right off the bat.
Same.
I'm hyped on it. I'm super hyped on it.
Yeah. Oh, and his scene was great too when he pulled the gun, to his head. I was just like, dude, he ripped it like straight from the beginning.
Yeah, I'd like to think that if someone ever pulls a gun on me, I'm just gonna grab it and put it up to my forehead, pull the fucking trigger, and get out of my fucking face. Some shit like that. You know what I mean?
That's the most badass way to handle it.
I would think that initial, like, that initial grab though would kind of maybe scare the dude into fucking. Because if you can grab the gun when it's on your head, you could easily like move the gun out of the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the dude obviously wasn't pulling the trigger.
You've established power, I feel like, at that point.
And you've already kind of made the dude flinch. Like the dude, like you did the sketchy, you did the move. You know what I mean? It's either like he's going to shoot you or he wasn't. So you could easily just try to take it, you know?
100%.
But what's the fun in taking it when you can grab it, pull it closer to your head, and be like, pull the fucking trigger.
Yeah.
You know?
That's way cooler.
It's as badass as you can pretty much get, you know?
Absolutely.
As badass as you can get. Henchmen. Let's talk about the henchmen in the movie. Worst henchmen ever?
They're really bad henchmen.
They're not very good henchmen.
No, they're pretty dumb.
He could easily just... okay. So he kills like a shitload of people in this movie, but couldn't... He got one baseball bat hit and he was done in the beginning. Three dudes got him.
That was one of the biggest flaws I did have with this movie, was the fact that he was taken down so easily in the movie, but then when he decides to go back, he's just almost untouchable. It just seemed like, come on. Like,
I mean, they got him with the baseball bat, a clean, like, bink up the back of the head, but like he got hit by a couple cars. He got the shit beat out of him. He got stabbed. He stabbed himself at one point. Like, right. He pretty much could take it. You know, he could take a hit. He took a bunch of fucking hits in the movie, but that one baseball bat, you know, he's waking up in the middle of the night.
If I was to rewrite this movie, which obviously, since I am a very famed director, screenwriter, mm-hmm. I can say all this, is I would just do it to where, like, he defended himself, pretty much kicked all their asses, but Theon kind of got away.
Or, like, pistol whipped him or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I justify it like this. The cheap shot with the bat, what can you do? He didn't see him there. They came up out of nowhere. They cheap, and it would knock out anybody.
True.
And it just kind of fucked him up. They gave him a little binker in his arm while he was down. You're fucked at that point.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hold up when you see him getting hit by cars and shit, and Fool's just putting... He gets fucked up a bunch of times in the movie. I kind of always wonder, too, like, why isn't his face more bruised, you know? Like, he was getting punched in the face and in fights constantly. It's never really... He always had a couple scrapes, but, like...
Yeah.
You'd think you would look... You'd be looking shitty. They should have made him just look all... You think it would be have the same... You kind of need Keanu looking good, though.
Yeah. True. You can't cover that face.
Weird facial hair.
Interesting.
He just has a interesting facial hair.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll tell you. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
So the henchmen. Let's talk about the henchmen for a second. They all break into... He's like, send everyone you have to go get him. I don't know how many people broke into his house the first time, but it must have
12.
Been 12 dudes?
Yeah. Because that's when he says reservation for 12.
Destroys all of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. At one point, he jumps on a dude. Like, he just jumps on him and bear hugs him. He's beating the shit out of him and then turns and kills another dude while he's like,
yeah,
he just rides that dude to the ground, shoots him in the head. A lot of headshots too.
Oh yeah.
Is John Wick ex-military? That's what you got to ask. What do you think?
A lot of
headshots. Yeah. He's got the weird tattoo, shows him in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an ex-SEAL or something, I would say.
Okay. Or just in that weird world where everyone's just a henchman.
Well, that's the thing too, is maybe there's, so we're speculating on not having seen the rest of the movies. So I have a feeling these questions are answered further in the world, but let's take them at face value, shall we?
Okay.
Because I don't know either, so I'm just explaining this to our audience in case they know and they're sitting there like, that's not the world. But, yeah, I'm guessing there's just, like, some kind of, like, assassins, like, almost like union, I guess, that you're kind of part
of. No, that's what it is, for sure. I think that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
It's like an assassin's, it's like a assassin world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where there's just a bunch of random assassins partying at a club.
Yeah, and you respect the laws of the hotel.
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
I will say this, just to go back to our previous point. John Wick could take a punch.
Yeah.
Daisy could not take a punch.
No.
No. Kind of gave her just a little burp, you know what I mean? Like a little psh. So, you know, there's a little blood stain just leading up to him when he wakes up.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a little overkill for one. I was like, did the dog crawl over there or did they drag the dog over there? That's what I was wondering. Did they drag the dog up next to John Wick to like right there? Or was the dog like in its last dying breath kind of like crawl over towards John Wick?
Oh, that's
because it raised the question, who drags a dog that small when you could just easily pick it up if that's what you were planning on doing?
I would guess drag. I think they dragged it.
The dog was like as big as a beer can, though. You wouldn't just bend down and pick it up. Like, you'd have to bend down, grab it. It's tiny, right? It probably weighs 10 pounds. And you have to stay down and drag a little 10-pound dog across the ground. Why wouldn't you just pick it up?
For dramatic effect.
Okay.
So they wake up and they see your dog's blood smeared. It's like, oh, fuck. That's gross. That's gnarly.
I gotta say, dude, I know we keep harping on this, but who kills a little fucking tiny beagle like that, dude?
Like, if you want to make a monster,
it's worse than killing a person.
Yeah, like...
It's worse than killing a baby. It's worse than if he had a baby. Like, his wife died and he had a little baby and they just... Well, okay. Not as bad as a baby.
No, but it's one of those... There's something that just seems kind of more effective, I think, because it's not as cliche. But something... I think anyone of all ages... Like, no matter who you are, like, you can relate to that, you know, where it's like, when you're a kid, say, or like, you're like us, we don't have kids. No, so it's one of those, like,
dog.
We can't relate to someone stealing our kid or killing our child.
Right.
Where it's like, you can relate to, like, if someone were to kill you, can imagine your dog. You know, I can imagine the dogs I've had in my life. Where it's like, oh, fuck that. Like, I can understand why he went crazy.
Yeah. All right. So imagine this alternate universe. John Wick's wife dies. John Wick's at home, bummed. Here's a knock on the door. His wife had a baby delivered. It's a weird world. Babies can get delivered to your house just the same way dogs can. She's like, hey, here's this baby. Her name's Daisy. I want you to raise her. He feeds the baby fucking granola, whatever, because he doesn't know how to take care of a baby. Henchmen come in. They grab his baby. Smack it over the head with a fucking baseball bat. Baby's dead. You see it on the dead.
Oh, that's
right. Then
that's
they drag the baby. They drag the baby the same way
up to his body,
and he wakes up and there's a dead baby. Is it a different movie? Is it a better movie? Is it a worse movie?
That's a horror movie.
Yeah, it's definitely makes him a little more sinister. Killing a dog is very sinister.
It's
but like dragging a little baby like that is pretty, that's uber sinister. Killing a baby's loose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Killing a dog kind of just like, oh, I'm Russian. We don't care about dogs.
Yeah.
Killing a baby, everyone cares about babies. Everyone loves babies.
Everybody loves a baby.
Nobody just fucking kills a baby. Fools kill dogs. People kill cats and dogs and shit like that all the time. People are gnarly. People don't give a fuck. Sociopaths.
Yeah, I think as humans, we deal with that better.
And it's a Russian thing. You drink a lot of vodka, you'll kill a dog, dude.
Obviously.
I don't actually. I actually have met a couple of Russian people in my life, and I like them all. But this is America, and we're brainwashed by the media every day to believe that Russians are bad. So you can't blame me. Blame the shit that we're... Blame Trump, honestly. If you don't like anything I'm saying about Russians, blame Donald Trump. I'm putting it there. I'm going to leave it right there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big. Keanu Reeves, most lovable dude alive right now. Most lovable actor. Does he have the best approval rating of any actor out right now?
I think he does.
You do?
I really do. I love Keanu Reeves. I do. I love him.
Right.
But I mean, I'm also, I don't have the love that I see that America has for him right now, where, like, you know, you see him, he was put in like some video game recently and people were flipping out.
Like, he's just a good dude. You always see videos of him like getting up on the subway. He has a super sad story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His fucking River Phoenix is his best friend, dies of a drug overdose. Him and his girlfriend were about to have a baby when he was making The Matrix. That baby's stillborn. Caused them to break up 10 months later. She's driving back to a party at Marilyn Manson's house, crashes her car, dies. Fucking, he just has a fucked up story. His sister had like leukemia. She didn't die, but he, you know what I mean? He donates a bunch of money. He's a fucking, he's a nice, he's just a, he's a dude that people can relate to, someone who's just been through it.
That's the thing, is he's been through the ringer, man. Like, it's,
and came out pretty, like, you could, he could have done a lot worse.
He's not like fucking up. You know, he doesn't do stuff that I never seen him being criticized at all for anything he does. Like, people leave him alone. And that's kind of the beautiful thing too, is like, I don't see tabloids about him.
He's a, and it's almost like people respect his privacy. They just kind of let him do his thing. Everybody loves him. He's like a Reddit fucking, he's like the god of Reddit. You know what I mean? Everyone loves Keanu Reeves. I can't think of anybody. I've always loved him. Mm-hmm. Always. I've stood behind him since
Point Break.
Yeah. I mean, since we were on this podcast Matrix. Unreleased episode, and we're doing that Matrix episode, I've always just been like, dude, I back Keanu Reeves no matter what. To the end of the world, I'll back him. But it's good to see him finally get the respect that he deserves, dude, because people used to always just look at Keanu Reeves like, oh, he's just a dumb dude.
Yeah, he was like Bill and Ted, you know, like they didn't take him seriously.
He's the goofy ass goalie in Youngblood with fucking Rob Lowe. You know, it's like, it's just cool to see Keanu Reeves actually is the, he's the one dude that swam to the top, you know?
Yeah.
In like a bunch of little sperm actors, he was the one that actually made it into the, he's still going. Do you know what I mean? Tom Cruise is still going.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an approval rating like Keanu Reeves has at all. You either love Tom Cruise or you hate him, and there's a lot of fucking people that hate him.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that hates Keanu Reeves. I've never met anybody that's like, dude, Keanu Reeves is fucking trash. I've never, at least never. Recently, you don't hear it.
Everyone loves at least one Keanu Reeves movie, if not, you know, all of them. You know, it's like, everyone loves The Matrix.
Yeah.
How could, you know, or Point Break.
Everyone loves Point Break.
Like, how do you not like Point Break? It's one of those, I have yet to really meet anyone. Either you like it or you haven't seen it. And pretty much those are the two categories.
Right. I think the only other person that has a really high approval rating is Woody Harrelson. He has a really good approval rating. You know what I mean? Everybody kind of loves Woody Harrelson.
That and Bill Murray.
Okay. Bill Murray is as close as you can get to Keanu Reeves status of like very high approval rating.
Yeah, where it's everyone, just like everyone likes him.
Everyone likes him. And he kind of has like this little, there's like a mysticism, same way there is with Keanu Reeves. Like people just, you hear stories about him. Some of them are true. Some of them are a little bit exaggerated. Like,
yeah,
that's a good call, actually. All right, I want to ask you this. Out of these most recent action movie franchises, just the first one, we're going to talk about the first movie. Which one do you think is better than John Wick? All right.
Okay.
I'm going to list a few off. You tell me your kind of your thoughts on these guys. So let's do the 007 movies, the newer ones, Daniel Craig.
Uh-huh.
We'll take the first one, Casino Royale. Is that the first one? That is, right?
I believe so.
Okay. For the sake of this podcast, it is. So we have Casino Royale. We have Expendables.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
Bourne movie. Transporter. Mission Impossible, which is late 90s, but we'll count it in the 2000s. Or let's want to throw Kill Bill in there. Action movie.
Yeah.
You know, star. Kind of retired. Came back. Started killing a bunch of people.
Kind of. Yeah. You know? Yeah, I guess they are kind of related in that way.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Marvel is kind of like, you can maybe do like the first Avengers. It's an action movie.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's as action-y as it fucking gets. It's just shit blowing up all over the place. It's basically Transformers.
Hmm.
All we do is rip on Marvel movies on this podcast, though, so we won't do that right now. Which one of those, like, which one of those comes close, do you think? I got to say Mission Impossible.
I mean, it just has the backing of it that doesn't really exist, I feel like, as much. I don't know. I just remember being a kid, and when Mission Impossible came out, it was just such a big phenomena. You know, where it's like everyone, there was video games made about it, action figures.
Mission Impossible's got it with the stunts. I mean, like, the stunts in Mission Impossible are fucking mind-blowing.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's Tom Cruise fucking hanging off the edge of a plane, and he's really doing it, or running down a skyscraper. Those are really big stunts that they do. And, like, Mission Impossible is known for just having the most wild stunts.
Yeah.
Choreography-wise, action, storyline, that little, like, John Wick universe. I mean, John Wick is good. John Wick is better than probably all those, if you ask me. I think that Casino Royale and Mission Impossible, or like the 007 movies and Mission Impossible movies, are right there, though.
Yeah,
that's for sure. That's as close as it, you know.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. I think that when you get stuff like first Fast and the Furious is pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. I haven't watched any of the Fast and Furiouses in a long time.
We got to do the first Fast and the Furious on this podcast.
I remember I liked the first one a lot when I was a kid. And then I remember liking Too Fast, Too Furious. And I also really enjoyed the Tokyo Drift one, too.
I wouldn't mind doing the first Fast and the Furious on here, actually, as a matter of fact. Because I think it'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I love me some Paul Walker, you know. We'll see.
Good old Vinny.
So here's a question that I have. Some of these. Okay, so you got the girl, right, that breaks into his hotel.
Yeah.
When they finally, like, actually catch up with her, do you remember?
Uh-huh.
Like, the you got to pay. You can't break hotel rules.
Yeah.
But they all stand in a circle and shoot her in a circle. I'm saying it seems dangerous.
I thought the exact same thing when I saw that too.
I was like,
that doesn't seem like the most practical way to do this.
Not if you're not trying to get shot.
Yeah.
It seems like, hey, this, before we shoot her, we should get in a line.
A straight line.
So we don't shoot each other.
Yeah. It's called a firing squad.
Yes. Not a firing circle.
No.
Because that is counterintuitive, because you might end up killing your homie.
Yeah.
That didn't break any rules.
That inevitably puts you in like this weird like Mexican standoff that you don't want to be in.
No. Bullets go through people, right? I don't know. I've never shot anyone.
I'm just trying not to be in a Reservoir Dog situation here.
If me and you were going to shoot someone, the last place where I'd want that person to be is right in between the two of us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seems sketchy.
We'd rather be shoulder to shoulder.
Have you ever heard a gun go off in real life?
Yeah.
It just sounds gnarly. Sounds like there's a lot of power. It sounds like it would go through a person from point blank range.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it can.
I think it does a lot of time when you shoot somebody.
A lot of times it can.
It's just gnarly. You know, guns are gnarly. That's kind of, I'm watching the movie and I'm like, that would be so terrifying if you're in like one of these, like you're in the club and it's just getting shot up like that. Like that would be horrifying.
That would be terrifying. Yeah, you have no idea where it's coming from.
Guns don't sound like they sound in movies. Guns are loud. People wear, like cops and shit wear earmuffs and shit when they shoot at like the range because they're that gnarly and loud.
Yeah.
You don't just run around blasting shit inside of a club. 70 people getting fucking shot shooting at each other. It's loose, dude.
Yeah.
It's as loose as you can get. Pretty much be the most terrifying place you could be, especially if... How does one guy run through and kill everyone? Nobody's like, okay, let's not run at him. Let's all just surround him and just wait for him to come out and we'll just shoot him.
You know, that's a question that's as old as time.
It is a question that is definitely as old as time.
Like that question's been around since like action movies came out. Like it was just like, why don't they all just go in at once? You know, like you watch Bruce Lee movies and it's like dudes are in a circle, but each one is jumping in one at a time.
That's like some karate shit, though. You got to fight. You got to go one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, you're trying to protect...
In a world of assassins where you're already breaking the rules of fucking...
The hotel.
Of the hotel.
But if you're just trying to protect one person, you don't all got to run in there one at a time. He's got hand... For one, he has handguns. He's using handguns. Granted, he's a very good shot. He's running around. He's got kind of cover, but like... What about when the dude threw him off the top of the stairs? There's so many people in there. There wasn't a dude standing down at the bottom like, oh, bat, pat, pat.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You're done. This fight's over.
Well, I think everyone was dead at that point.
It's true.
I think it was just a mano-a-mano fight because...
He was fighting that one guy who he eventually killed with his hands tied together. So you know who the better man was there. He was tired on their first meeting because he just killed 30 dudes.
That sounds tiring.
We can say that. What about when he does a fucking donut around that barrier and shoots the dude from inside his car? He has a lot of moves, dude. John Wick has moves.
Some of those moves in the last scene when he's driving that car around and he's just popping shots off it, that was some of the most wild like shooting I've ever seen. Like that's
the best one is he hits a dude with his car. And as the dude's rolling over the top of the car, he just shoots the dude through the roof of the car. Bop, pop, pop, pop. That's some of the best shit. Some of the like choreography and shit in this movie is amazing.
It's what makes this movie so cool. Although the story is good, I think at the end of the day, what makes this movie so standout is the fact that the stunts, the choreography, it goes above and beyond kind of what we've seen, you know, and it's just, there's something so playful and fun about the choreography of it.
It did have a little Matrix-y real feel. You know, like when they go, like in the Matrix where him and Trinity go back into the Matrix to save Morpheus.
Uh-huh.
And they're like in that, it's like a bank or something, or it's like that's the bottom of that building and they're just fucking everybody up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but for an entire movie.
Yeah.
You know, another unanswerable question that I have. When the dude pulls the knife out at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Vigo pulls a knife out at the end on him when they're fighting in the rain, right?
Yeah.
couple questions here. One,
how do you survive the stab?
How did Viggo just all of a sudden get the balls to just fight this dude one-on-one? Like, why wasn't he like tough like that the rest of the times when they met each other?
Not only that, but
like, he kind of squared up and was like fighting him, and I was like, oh shit, he actually knows that. Like, I don't know, I just didn't assume that he was like some trained I would think one-on-one you don't have any chance, and he knew he had no chance, but he was like, fuck it, let's go, come on John, you know. Secondly, John Wick stabbed himself with a knife, which is a weird move. Remember, he grabbed it, pulled it into his own stomach, and snapped his arm.
Yeah.
Very badass. Up there with one of the most bad, like, there's a lot of badass moves in this movie. That's up there. Right? I mean, stab your fucking self.
Just to break someone's arm. Just to
snap a dude's arm. So another badass moment was when the dude's like, I'll be seeing you, John. Like, when they think they're both going to die. Like, yeah. Right, that's like the dude's last words. I'll be seeing you, John. Another dude that he was drowning in a sink, his last words were, fuck you. I thought that was pretty bad. Like, that's the best last words that you could have, right?
It seems the most appropriate for that situation.
Yeah. I would be like, hey, we're cool. Stop drowning me. I'm not going to be like, fuck. One of the worst ways to die is getting drowned in the bathroom sink at a fucking club.
I hope you don't mind me speaking the kings.
That's a better way to go out. That's definitely a fucking better way to go out. All right, let's take a second. Let's grab a beer, recoup. I got to pee. We'll be right back. Sound good?
You.
From the break. After a word from our whatever it is that you hear right there. I don't know. I can't hear it. I got to be honest. I press stop. I don't hear anything. I press start, and here we are. So it goes.
You know, yeah, what I mean? So it goes. Say la vie.
Okay, let's do a. You want to do a couple categories?
Yeah.
You know, it's looking like it's going to be a little bit on the shorter end here, podcast wise, but whatever.
Sure.
Sometimes you got to give them the quickie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's go. Best scenes. You know the drill. I'm going to name the scenes. You tell me your favorite one. Tell me why. There's something I left off the list. You let me know. All right.
For sure.
First off, I got the dog scene. Basically, it's just from when he gets the dog until puppy bash.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got shootout in John's house where all the 12 shitty henchmen come. Great scene. Great house, by the way. Can we just talk about John's house?
That's such a cool house.
Yeah. Can we also talk about, he just had that shit buried under the cement, his little fucking chest of guns.
That's
badass, cool. Though. But I mean, he could have probably just kept it in a, it's not like they had a kid. It was really necessary to hide all that shit under the cement.
People might.
He's burying his old life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just in case he never had to pull it back out.
Yeah, you never know. You can't just give that kind of stuff up, dude.
No. So, hotel intruder scene where the girl busts in to the hotel.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a good scene.
That's a good fight.
Yeah, she was throwing little combos, little UFC fucking grappling moves all over his ass.
Yeah.
I got the club scene, which is basically the equivalent of the Crazy 88 Kill Bill scene.
Kind of, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just everybody's getting fucked up. You actually get to see that John Wick is loose as it gets. You see how loose it is when everybody breaks into his house, but you really see how loose he is when he goes to the club.
Yeah, it really opens up.
It opens up. The church scene, which I thought was really cool. He shoots the priest in the knee.
That was so gnarly.
You know what I mean?
I was not expecting them to actually go through with that.
Yeah, and then just like light everything on fire, all the money and shit on fire. Good scene. And then the final scene where they're just like kind of getting down in the rain and all that shit.
Yeah.
Fighting while everybody's trying to get to the chopper. Viggo, second wind for him, because John Wick let him go. Could have just let bygones be bygones. Could have let Willem Dafoe live. Just gone on with his business. Tried to rebuild the empire.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
Couldn't fucking do it.
Everyone had to go down.
Got greedy and everyone had to fuck go down. Sad, but you don't get to power like that without being a little greedy.
No, you have to break a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah. What's your favorite scene?
The best scene to me by far was the scene when he's explaining who John Wick was and he's hammering through the cement.
Yeah.
It's one of those, I just love
Yaga
when he was, I just love the editing of that scene because it's like him explaining, you know, he's just like, you don't know who this is. And then he's like breaking the cement and then it cuts back another killer line, him breaking the cement. You know, it's just one of those, like, that's just such, I just really, really liked the editing of that. And I mean, you know,
it's a great scene.
It's just, I don't know, the editing was good and it really was the first time you learned that John Wick was a badass.
We call him Baba Yaga.
The boogeyman?
Well, John wasn't exactly the boogeyman. He was the one you sent to kill the fucking boogeyman. John is a man of focus, commitment, sheer will. Something you know very little about.
When I first saw the movie, I didn't really know what it was about. You know what I mean? So it was a pleasant surprise to kind of be like, okay, so this is the kind of movie it is. It's the fucking, the old classic Lone Ranger fucking shit going on.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Always a treat. My favorite is whenever they break into the house the first time. You know, I do agree with you. That's probably my favorite scene too, when he's kind of giving the John Wick explanation. But I like when they break into the house because you really get to see like the choreography and everything happening for the first time. And you're like, oh, this is why people love this movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's like cool lines and there's like cool explanation lines in like movies and shit all the time. But a lot of the time choreography can be cheesy, which will it'll ruin it for me. You know, and it's like, just seeing everything in action and the tone that they were setting for the movie, like the, it was funny. He's in the middle of just shooting everyone in the face and doing all this shit. Remember he like slow stabs a dude, Saving Private Ryan style?
Yeah. There was something I really appreciated. I'm going to get slightly morbid about this, but there was something I actually really appreciated about that. Cause it's the last guy, right? You're talking about.
Yeah.
Like there's something cool about it because if you watch closely, he like, kind of like he's pushing it down and he like barely nicks him down, you know, like it does this like quick like
he hits,
you know,
it.
He like, yeah, he just like barely hits it and it's like, and you see the blood on there, but it's like it's not enough to cause too much damage, but it's enough to be, and that just makes it feel so much more realistic where it's like that seems like how if you were really in that situation, you're pressing down to like
the little blood coming back up on the knife was a good touch.
Yeah, like it's not going to always be easy just ha and you then know they what die. I mean, it's like no, there's going to be like sketchy parts where it's like you're like ha-da, you know,
I wonder if you like stabbed a dude in real quick and out real quick, if there would be blood on the knife.
Yeah.
Like with that fast, like
for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not like pulling a like a dining room table or pulling a cloth.
Like a magician.
Yeah. A cloth from under the stacked dishes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. It's just a good scene. It was funny because we were in the middle of watching it. And my girlfriend was like, is this movie rated R? I was like, did you not see five people get shot in the face? And a dude gets slow murdered.
Yeah.
Gets slow killed by a fucking knife. I was like, it ain't rated P. This ain't fucking Disney Channel, you know?
True.
So we agree. I think that it has to be that dialogue scene is the best. And then I like that first house scene. The club scene's cool.
Say the club scene's cool. And then also, I mean, you just, I don't know. I appreciate cool like car stuff too. So I mean that scene when he's in the car and he's shooting everyone while doing all these crazy car stunts at the same time. It's like, it's just, I've never seen that before in a movie. I've never seen someone somehow do crazy weird styles like in a car while simultaneously just shooting people. It's just, I don't know. Yeah. It was just very different.
I think that the movie from the point that John Leguizamo socks that, like, punches Yusef or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, do you know whose fucking car that is? Like, where'd you get that car? Like, that part. Up until after Viggo explains who John Wick is like the best little... Like, that's the part of the movie where the movie comes on. Like, I want to watch that. Like,
if, it's good at reeling you in.
If it's like right when, right after they leave, like John Leguizamo and Viggo's about to give like the John Wick speech, like I'm watching that no matter what. If I'm rushing out the door,
yeah,
I'm already late and that part is on. I'm gonna like,
I can be a little late.
I'm gonna hang back for a second. Yeah. I'm gonna hang back and I'm gonna get hyped before I leave.
Absolutely,
because that sends you out the door with a little bit of extra energy.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? It's a good scene. Let's do best quote. I'm going to read you a few quotes. You tell me which one you like. Tell me which ones you don't. Tell me which ones you want to add. You ready? Okay. So this one's from Viggo. They know you're coming. John says, of course, but it won't matter. Great quote. Viggo, in a bar, I once saw him kill 3 men with a pencil. With the fucking pencil. They had very good emphasis on like just the F word and shit like that in this movie. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot of like Russian people and older people talking in this movie with a dialogue that was like a young, fresh dialogue. You know what I mean?
I could
see
that.
With the fucking pencil. It just felt like, I don't know, it felt modern. The way everybody was talking and cussing and shit like that. It just felt like, you know, sometimes you see a movie and there'll be old people or anybody for that reason, for that matter, cussing and you're like, it feels weird, feels kind of forced.
Yeah,
this way it felt forced, but like forced in like a modern way. You know what I mean? Like, it worked.
Yeah,
it was good. It wasn't like you know, I don't know, I liked it. I don't exactly know how to articulate what I'm trying to say in that part, but I like the way people are cussing in this movie.
I back it.
Viggo, people don't change, times do. I don't even remember that line from the movie, but I like it. Again, Viggo. John will come for you, and you will do nothing, because you can do nothing.
I love that line.
John Wick. People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. That was like his Johnny. That was fucking Johnny Utah coming out.
Right, you know there. What's funny is I was just about to say, "Are you mad?" Yeah, I'm mad.
Good. All right, John Wick in Russian. Everything's got a price. That's when he hit him with that Stee on the phone. Remember?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do there? That's another badass moment from the movie.
100%.
John Wick. John wants Viggo's son. You can either hand over your son, or you can die screaming next to him. Intense.
That's very intense.
Very intense. Very like, it's a little much, you know?
It's a lot much.
Yeah. To where it's like, not my favorite.
I could see that.
But I'm glad that it's in there. So, but at the same time, he's so calm and collected in the movie that in that scene where he's just screaming and shit, I was like, I don't like to see him get worked up, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like where he's like, but yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. Like, that's not my favorite line. And also not my favorite line is, or you can die screaming next to him.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me watching Keanu yell like that.
No, that's... Keanu has never had the best, like, mad acting. You know, where, like...
I'm an FBI agent!
Yeah. Exactly. Say, he doesn't have the best yell.
He doesn't have a good yell.
Yeah.
He's more of, like, I like the silent killer. When you're just getting down, fighting in a suit. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'll take that all day.
Yeah, let his actions speak for him.
Not terrible. You know, not the worst. It's not like Arnold screaming in a fucking crazy ass accent, but
yeah.
I just, not my favorite. I like the, of course, but it won't matter. I like the calm, like dark John Wick. That's my favorite. With the hair, with the slick back. Cool hair.
My favorite, I would add on to this, that wasn't on there, was he's the one you sent to kill the fucking boogeyman.
Baba Yaga.
I bet. Because to me, like, that's the most like shivering kind of like quote, you know, where it's like, he's trying to tell him, like, if you're not shitting your pants for what you did, you know, by killing John Wick's dog, you should be.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when John Leguizamo calls him and he was like, "You hit my son." And he's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "He stole John Wick's car, sir, and killed his dog." And he's just like, "Oh," and hung up the phone.
Like, yeah, like he just
knows. Actually, like, not in trouble. Like, actually, you're good, dude. You should have smacked him.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, good. Good for you." Yeah.
Small world, you know, where you actually got, like, it was John Wick's shit, you know? It could have just been anybody's random car.
Although it is really weird that his kid didn't ever hear of John Wick, because his kid grew up, you know, in the crime world, that it's like they didn't even tell him about the legends.
Also weird that John Wick didn't know the kid.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how old was Theon?
Exactly.
22, 23, 24?
Yeah, and
if John's only been out 5 years.
Exactly. That's what he says at the hotel.
So the kid would have been around. They obviously know each other well. But, you know, John Wick universe, who knows what he, you know, he may have just been in his own world, you know? Assassin, yeah. Minding his own business, taking the contracts, dog. I also like, I want to add, is I'll be seeing you, John. Like, whenever he's dying, you know, he's got a knife in his neck. John's sitting there about to die too. I'll be seeing you, John. I like that. What about you? What's your favorite one?
My favorite line?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the boogeyman one.
Okay. You know what else too? I like the subtitles. They look cool. Graphic novel style. They
were
just
that's different. Right. That's something I wanted to bring up too. I've never seen a movie do that before.
Yeah. Like they would just bring up, like, highlight the word boogeyman. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It would look like a graphic novel.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It does have a comic book feel to the movie.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it is a comic book or not, or if where they got it from.
I feel like it definitely was, but I don't know enough to say yes.
Then we'll just assume whatever makes us feel good.
Again, we obviously very much respect comic book movies on this podcast.
Yeah. Which means not at all. Okay, let's do... Can't really do MVP...
Yeah,
because it's just Keanu Reeves, and it's probably the most solid MVP win that we've ever done on this podcast. Because it would not have been the same movie with anyone else.
Not at all.
No.
No.
It was a perfect storm. Right place, right time, right actor. Like, Keanu Reeves was. There was so much shit going on outside of Keanu Reeves' actual acting career that it's just. It holds up so well because of the person that Keanu Reeves is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You could have done this movie with fucking a lot of different actors. Brad Cooper, dude.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that. Brad Cooper could have fucking played in this for sure.
Well, I actually don't think.
No?
No.
I think he might have. I think he might have an action bone in his body. We've never seen him do it. But I think he could have maybe, I think if he wanted to, I think he could pull a little action move out of him, dude.
Well, not as John Wick. I think he would have done better as Igor or whatever his name was.
Igor? Oh, no. I think he could have done John Wick, dude. I think he could play like a sad husband lost. And then actually, it would be a Brad Cooper that we have never seen before. But
you think he has it in him, though?
I do. I actually do.
Interesting.
100%. And I think he'd look good doing it, too, with, like, the long hair Bradley Cooper, you know? Mm-hmm. I think he'd look good in a suit. I think he could, you know, if he's jacked, too, like he is an American Sniper, good sketchy. But regardless, we're not even on that.
But this is probably, yeah, the most solid MVP that we've had. I mean, no one's even close.
It's like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise could have maybe done this. Like, I don't know if you could really respect that he was, like, the most dangerous assassin ever. You know, he doesn't really have the mystique. You kind of need a little bit of mystique to do it.
I do feel like TC has a little bit of mystique to
him. Like, you know, I think could have done it. I think Benicio del Toro could have done it.
Benicio del Toro, I love a lot. The only problem, though, is he already looks a little scary. So it's one of those, like, that's what makes Keanu Reeves so good, is that it's like Keanu Reeves kind of looks like an assassin, but he kind of doesn't at the same
time. What about like Liam Neeson Taken, like that age group, maybe a little younger? Could have done it. There's a lot of people, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that could have done it, But the it wouldn't have been as good of a movie.
No, and
Jason Statham could have been a fucking family man.
Well, the thing to keep in mind too is that Keanu Reeves actually loves guns. You know what I mean? He loves this stuff. He loves practicing all this stuff. He's into this stuff outside of
John Wick. He did all this shit for the movie. Like, I read all the training running through and all that shit is for movies. Like, he's doing that to train for the movie. I don't know if he does that shit as, like, extracurricular activity.
No, I think he does.
Does he?
I think so.
I'll take it. But, to your point, he is good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that... I think any actor can get that. Like, the gun movements and shit, if you just spend enough time. But there's just everything lines up perfectly for him.
Yeah.
For the movie. You know, and again, there's a lot of people that could have took that role and it would have been fine. John Krasinski could have fucking took that role. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people that could have took it and it would have been a badass movie still. It just wouldn't have been exactly the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You could have used somebody a little younger. You know, you could have used somebody that was 35.
True.
Do you know?
You know.
Retired in his prime at 30.
An interesting Keanu Reeves rumor, by the way, about this movie is the fact that he didn't have... This is... All right, so actually I'd follow this under really shitty, shitty research. But supposedly he didn't even practice the club scene at all until the day he showed up.
What do you mean? Like choreograph it? Like didn't know the choreography? You'd have to know the choreography.
That's what they say.
I'm going to take that as very, very shitty internet research, but it's neither here nor there at this point.
Okay.
For the sake of this podcast, he showed up on set and just winged it, and that's what they got. First take.
Yeah, I like
it. First take. Okay. Best performance by an actor with a limited role, sleeper award. I got Michael Nyquist as Viggo, Alfie Allen, good name, as Losef, Willem Dafoe as Marcus. Dean Winters as Avi, who is the fucking insurance commercial guy. You know, the fucking lawyer. Very obvious, like a Godfather kind of rip from what's his name, you know, the lawyer. Just like the white, doesn't speak the language lawyer.
He's kind of like the concierge.
Right, exactly. John Leguizamo as Aurelio. And Ian McShane as Winston, the dude who owns the hotel. What do you think? Who's your favorite out of those guys?
I mean, just because of screen time, it's one of those, like, Michael Nyquist.
I like him. I feel like they could have cast somebody better.
You think so?
Yeah. He bugged me.
Yeah.
Of all everybody in the movie, I feel like he just kind of bugged me. I loved having Willem Dafoe in there.
Yeah.
You know, just like a little Willem Dafoe vibe going on. He's like his best friend. I don't know why he had to take the contract. He could have just been like, you know what? No, I'm not going to go kill John Wick and then still help John Wick and not had to break a contract.
Well, I think
that's why they kill him, right? Because he broke the contract.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because what he was doing was, since they hired him for the contract, he knew that there was a contract out on John Wick. Therefore, was like, you know what? I'm going to watch out. I'm going to like...
Couldn't he have been like, is the contract open? And they're like, yeah, it's an open contract. And then like, can't do it. I don't want to do it. And then just like gone out and got John Wick's back. And then it would have been all good. No one would have came and fucking
killed him. But are you allowed to say no?
Yeah, I think so. He seemed pretty comfortable. He had a robe on. Didn't he?
Yeah.
He's obviously a dangerous dude.
Very true.
Again, questionable casting. There's a lot of questionable casting, especially for like a lot of these. There's a lot of like cameos in this movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're all good. They're all fun. It's what makes the movie so fun. Do I believe that Willem Dafoe is that dangerous? No.
No, that he was a really strange kind of choice for that.
Right.
To be an assassin. It's hard to think of Willem Dafoe as an assassin. It just, I don't know.
I'm going to go with John Leguizamo. Just my favorite little... Kind of falls in as like...
He ripped it.
Kind of a cameo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe not the most like best performance by anybody else. I don't, it's hard to say who the second best actor was. I'm going to go.
But still, he ripped his scene with what little screen time he had.
Definitely. So we already talked about who could Brad Cooper have played. I think they should have cast Brad Cooper as John Wick himself. I don't think they should have, but I think that they could have, and I think it would have been good.
They can do anything they want, but I don't think they should have done it.
There's no, and honestly, there's no like body of work to support that Bradley Cooper could have played that role.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no like.
We're going to see a Bradley Cooper action film?
No, I don't. He's like directed movies now, and he's like super duper A-list. I think he's going for like Academy Award run.
Yeah.
In the next few years, he's going to be trying to like, I think that'd be pretty cool. I've never been like a super big action movie dude. I've always been more of like a drama guy, minus same like here. The old, you know, I like the Tom Cruise. I like a little bit of the older stuff like Schwarzenegger, Van Damme. We should do a Van Damme movie on this podcast. We should do a fucking Hard Target. That's my shit, dude. Anyways, I like the old guard of action movies, Gibson, a lot of that stuff. But everything action movie-wise, all the movies that we listed earlier in the show, like Transporter and all that shit, I've never really got into any of them. It's hard for me to even say. The main reason why I didn't watch this movie is because I was never really a big action movie dude. But I'm starting to get more into it. I'm getting into the vibe of just suspending belief and having a good time and watching some badass shit.
Yeah.
Cool choreography, cool fight scenes. I like that.
Now. Yeah, say action movies are growing on me a lot more than they used to be. I was kind of in the same boat. I've always been more of a drama dude, but action's definitely been kind of growing on me here.
But I definitely want to watch 2 and 3.
Oh, for sure.
Just to like, you know, just to do it.
Well, yeah, now I just really want to see him.
We should have watched all three and then done like a John Wick universe podcast.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know what I mean? It would have been cool, but now it's too late for that.
Well, I wish not only that, but it's hard to find the time to watch three, like a three-piece movie in a week.
I barely have time to watch this.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think? I watched it last night. Like, I had to fucking tell my girlfriend that it was a movie about dogs to get her to watch it, too. here's a question I got for you. Just like, you know, we're at the end of the podcast, so we got a couple. I got a couple unanswerables for you.
Yeah.
Not unanswerables, but I want your opinion. Where did John Wick meet his wife?
Interesting.
Where's an assassin like John Wick? Kind of quiet. Where do you meet his wife at, do you think?
I'm thinking Roadhouse style. Where he came into the hospital. He had a couple cuts on him. She was a nurse. She was sewing him up.
It's a good answer. It's a really good answer. I'm thinking he's got a sniper rifle out, right? He's on top of a building, 12 stories, New York. He's aiming down, looking across like Broadway, major busy street, about to assassinate someone. Right before he pulls the trigger, she walks out to call for a taxi and reaches her hand out. Love at first sight. Through the scope. Sees her through the scope. She gets in the way. Right in the way. Pulls away. Looks back in. Follows her. Bumps into her on purpose. Makes the first move.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
And it would make sense of why he left her. Because, you know, she was the first one to make him, like,
consider leaving the job.
Or, yeah, to even, like, break his concentration.
How about this? He lived in an upscale apartment. She moves in next door. He's walking upstairs to go home. She's struggling to get some boxes upstairs or into the elevator. She can't stack the elevator right. Can't get it to close. He helps her. She has like a quirky personality. He's serious, quiet. she like messes with him, invites herself over, check out his house or whatever, asks if he can help, you know what I mean? Oh, can you, actually, while you're here, can you screw this light bulb in? Makes him realize that there's more to life than just killing 75 people in 2 days.
Naturally.
Naturally, right? That's a, it's a pretty solid unanswerable question, right?
Yeah. Say we can only imagine.
Another one. What's the deal with the police in the town, dude? The New Jersey Police Department.
What are they for?
Well, do they know?
Just for sure.
They know about everything that's going on, and they're just, they live, they're fine with it. They're just fighting normal crime, and then like whatever happens with hitmen is just whatever.
I think, I mean, that's the way it kind of comes off to me, is that being a hitman is not like a super underground thing in this universe. Because it's one of those, like, so many people know who he is.
Everyone.
Yeah. Say everyone
knows. Yeah.
So he's famous. Right. And it's one of those, ideally, in the past, conventional wisdom says, if you're an assassin and people know who you are, then you fucked up.
Right. Not in this world.
Not in this world. In this world, it's a normal thing for there to be assassins, almost to where, like they're artists, you know, it's just like everyone knows one.
Right. How much are those gold coins worth? How many does he have in his thing? Say when it shows it, there's maybe 50, five, or maybe 100. There's like maybe five rows of 10 that he has in his little thing.
Way more.
Five rows of 20.
I think he has 250.
250 gold coins.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that much.
Not really.
How much are they worth a piece? Because he spends one on one drink. He gets one drink for one gold coin at the bar.
But he also pays one per dead body.
One per dead body, and then gives one to the dude for watching that chick. You know what I mean? The other dude where he's like, just watch her till the people come get her. So, I mean, like, they're really worth a vague amount of currency.
Incredibly vague amount.
Unless they're worth a shitload and drinks are just super expensive at that bar. Because that's where it gets thrown off, right? Is how much do you pay for that
drink?
Well,
by the look of that bar, it's going to be an expensive bar.
But, like, the same price as getting rid of a body? Because that's a fucking drink. That better be a drink. I mean, what was in it? I think he left it. He left it. He didn't even drink it.
Of course not.
But, I mean, I think he was just drinking bourbon.
Very John Wick.
It's very John Wick move to just tip a fucking $1,000. I mean, could you say it was worth $1,000?
If not more, just because it's like
$10,000?
Like, I can only imagine how much it costs to dispose of a body.
If I had to guess, I would say I'm gonna throw a number out there.
Uh-huh.
You tell me what you think about this. $5,000 per body.
At least.
I think that's mellow.
There's a lot of risk to that job.
I don't know about how it is in this universe, though. You kind of, true. Obviously, the cops don't give a shit.
True.
It's kind of like
they're not dusting for fingerprints, huh?
No, I think it's similar to. Okay, this is what. Here's my new. Okay, I got it. I think I figured it out. They're worth $100 each, right?
Okay.
And bodies are similar to old couches. Right? No, they're worth $50 each.
Yeah, yeah.
So bodies are basically the equivalent of like, yo, I need you to get this couch out of my house. That makes $50. $50. If there was 12 couches in my house.
I mean, it could come with the union.
They might be $20 a piece, dude. It keeps getting lower and lower and lower because 12 couches, right? If I was like, hey, I'll give you $20 a piece to move these couches out of my house, how much would I have to pay you per couch?
Probably $5.
$5 per couch?
Yeah.
You'd move 12 couches out of my house for, what is that, $70?
Depends how far we're taking those bucks? Couches.
I would need $20 a couch. I'll move them for $20.
Okay.
$50 though if I'm balling in New York.
Is this your way of asking me to help you move?
No.
You're just trying to figure out how to do it?
Because it doesn't make sense. How... The drink is what really throws it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, he gives
That's a lot to pay for a drink. How is a drink worth a dead body?
How's a drink worth one of your only gold coins, even if you only have 250 of them? They don't just give those things out.
No.
Remember that chick even takes the one that she, like, reaches in and takes it after she kills that dude. Those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She puts a pillow over his head. Fail. There's a couple fails in that movie by not killing people. Not killing that chick, John Wick failed. Not killing Vigo when he first could have killed him, fail.
Yeah.
Fucking Losoff or whatever his fucking name is, Reek, not killing John Wick when they just had him down, beat him with a bat. You're going to kill a puppy, you might as well kill a dude.
Yeah, it's. I mean, that's the ultimate question of this entire movie is why he was such a dick to John Wick.
Right. And why wouldn't you just kill him? If you're going to go through all that and kill his dog, why wouldn't you just kill him? He didn't do it. He didn't scum you.
Yeah.
Might as well just kill him. You can get away with anything you want. Would have been a legend if he did.
Would have been.
Would have been a legend. Well, I think we're at the end of the road for the John Wick podcast. You got anything else you want to add in?
No.
A little faster, a little quicker podcast, I think. Maybe not.
About the same.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Next week, don't know what we're doing, but I can tell you one thing. We will be back.
Yeah.
Because we always are.
That's for sure.
Podcasting, like life, it has its ups, it has its downs, but it keeps on coming. Downtown Cinema Podcast. Thank you all very much.
Later.